You're allowed to make a bonfire or turn on the heating system, even though it involves a mlacha d'oraisa for a woman who gave birth, up to 30 days. As a chiddush, because it said before that after 7 days we treat her as a chiddush ein b'takana. So, according to this chat, it comes out that respect to being cold, a yoledes is sensitive, and therefore, even though in respect to other issues, the assumption is she doesn't need it after 7 days, but in respect to being cold, even in the summer, if she feels cold, then we are permitted to light the fire, turn on the electricity, because this is menastam considered bikuach nefesh. Kamuvan, if you have a goy that can do it, matzev manoyim, the goy is available. But if she needs it now and you can't find the goy, then you do it by yourself. This is according to one of the Rishayim, the Rambam, at least according to one Sham, the Rambam, Mishra Brua brings that if you go through his Bi'a Halacha, which is quite long, he has a whole bunch of Rishayim that learned the Dimshan the Gemara. They learned that after 7 days, she also has the status of Ein Boisakon. So the 30 days is only if you know specifically that she has a special need for it. But in Assam, you don't assume that heat is something life-threatening for a Yoledes. What do you do? The Mishnah Brura says, Kosher Moed Lahakel, Aizei Yisrael, Sofi and Lamaisa. That's what he says in the Bialocha. In Mishnah Brura, he doesn't say that. He just says, look over there. Which sounds to be that, since there is an issue of Pikuach Nefesh over here, then you have what to rely on. You know what this is? If you can, you should try a little bit hard to find the good, if you can get away with it. Sid Zayin, Hablad, Shanoilad, Oisim, Loi Kol Tzorachos. The new child that was born had to do anything which is normally done to care for his cleanliness and his needs. And therefore, Machitim Oisoy, you're allowed to wash him off. And Gemara says also you're allowed to cut the umbilical cord, even if you have to. In discussion, if you're allowed to do Issa Doraisa for the umbilical cord. The Maisa, one can. So it's also Machitim Oisoy to cut the umbilical cord. That is done on Shabbos. You're Umoluchim Oisoy. You salt it. Don't try to do it yourself. There's some techniques that he used to have, but it was done somehow to help the skin. You take the placenta and you wrap it up in something. That's something somehow supposed to be good for the newborn baby. You're not allowed to bury into the ground because it's a d'oraisa. After Shabbos, there's a whole discussion whether based on this, that we see there is a proper thing to, in the weekday, to bury the placenta, or you like to take apart the placenta for different types of eventual medical needs. So a lot of the place can say that if there's no major need for it, you should not take anything from the placenta. Stem cells, all kind of things. Ask a shayda. Choy klimis ha-tavo, yeah, that we mentioned before, about cutting the umbilical cord. Like Rav Avraham says, that cutting the tavor is not a tzedoraisa, because which malach are you doing? It's not cutting something from somebody alive, it's something dead, so cutting a piece of meat. It's not a tzedoraisa, therefore, definitely not permitted. There is some rishon that says that there is a tzedoraisa, and here they permitted this tzedoraisa for the needs of the baby. Why is it tzedoraisa? Why is it not a piece of meat? So there's a svar that since it's still connected to the person, like cutting something off the ground, that becomes a machuva to the person, a machuva to the carpet. Okay, if he's born in the 9th month, the 7th month, then you can do all these things. In those days, somebody was born in the 8th month, he had no chance of survival. Since it's suffix if he's alive, and you're not machal. Shabbos, that is a very big kiddush. In the case where he's definitely dead, not a Shabbos. If stuffing alive, the full is the Kof Nefesh. So, Mr. Grove brings that since it was never clear if he's alive, then there seems to be some type of race, or some type of thing that indicates that he's not fully developed. Then we rely on that not to do halachas for his benefit. It's not about a case where it doesn't have hair and it doesn't have fingernails, which is a sign that it's severely underdeveloped. And move on that nowadays that we have all kinds of incubators and things, this halacha doesn't apply, because the fact is he can't save his life.